all of your children were found spray painting graffiti, you'll have to work together as a group to chair this year's fundraiser. Yay!
Girl, she need a value.
Should we exchange numbers, ladies?
I just didn't expect my life to turn out like this.
If people only knew what single moms go through.
I just want to feel equal.
We should start a support group.
Yeah, a toast to the single moms club.
Cheers! Yes.
Okay, here's the deal. The new Tyler Perry movie, The Single Moms Club, which does not feature him as Medea, isn't as terrible as his previous few films. That's not to say it's a good movie, but it's not painful. The story follows five diverse women who are raising their children alone for a variety of reasons. This unlikely group of friends leans on each other for support and helps keep their families afloat. While not as overly dramatic or full of slapstick as other Tyler Perry movies, The Single Moms Club is still shallowly characterized with racial stereotypes abound and some alarmingly bad acting. In fact, only Nia Long seems to be taking her role seriously to the point of making me feel pity for her for being stuck in a movie like this. Forgettable and feeble, The Single Moms Club could strike a chord with some, but probably won't be remembered in a few short weeks. The Single Moms Club gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.